Hello and welcome to this special Chinese New Year's edition of Discovering China. I'm Alina Wong.
And I'm Ben Hedges, and today we will be taking you through some of the most important traditions of Chinese New Year and the historical background.
We look at some of the legends behind Chinese New Year.
And how it is celebrated.
Here in the U.S. and by Chinese across the world.
The Chinese have a very specific way of celebrating the New Year. If you walk down the street in Chinatown during Chinese New Year, you see a variety of ancient traditions, such as red banners, firecrackers, and lion dance performances. The streets are filled with lively celebration.
However, legend has it that the New Year has not always been a time of festivity. An ancient Chinese story tells a chilling start to this festive holiday. It begins with an ancient Chinese beast called Nian. Every New Year, Nian would rise from its dwelling in the sea to ravage a Chinese village, eating livestock and hurting people.
The villagers soon found out from a wise, gray-haired old man that the only way to scare the beast away was to set off firecrackers, to light lamps, and to hang red banners on each door. As the story goes, this was the beginning of a tradition that would last thousands of years.
So this story led to the creation of many of the traditions for celebrating Chinese New Year. Let's take a look at some of these traditions. Margaret Tri now tells us why firecrackers are so important to kick off the New Year celebrations.
For many Chinese, New Year celebrations will not be the same without firecrackers. This tradition originates from ancient China, as the Chinese were the first to invent gunpowder, as early as during the 9th century. It was believed that ghosts, bad spirits, and even the legendary monster called Nian that came out to attack people during the New Year were afraid of loud noises. So the ancient Chinese would fill bamboo stems with gunpowder to make small explosions, to drive away Nian, evil spirits, and bad luck. Another popular traditional belief was that the noise from the firecrackers would awaken a sleeping dragon that would then fly across the sky, bringing plentiful rain for their crops. Today, in most countries, for safety issues, it is illegal for individuals to light firecrackers. But this tradition persists. To make it safe and enjoyable for the public, various Chinese organizations have organized firecracker celebrations as part of the annual cultural activities. Since 2000, the Chinese-American community in New York City has been organizing the annual Chinatown Lunar New Year firecracker ceremony that attracts more than 200,000 visitors.